A resident fears there will be more accidents and injuries if further measures to crack down on speeding and schemes to make the roads safer for everyone are not introduced at Edgerton. It comes as ward councillors announced that a number of anti-speeding measures would be stepped up in the area. But local resident Brian Denver says more is needed to tackle the issue, such as more signage and crossings in the Edgerton and Dunscar areas. He said, "It's extremely difficult to cross the roads, and over the past 18 months or so, speeds have been beyond reasonable. In Edgerton, speeds are in excess of 30 miles an hour, and near Walmsley Primary School, 20 miles an hour are also exceeded. People have been knocked off bikes, and there have been a lot of accidents. We are going to see more accidents, injuries and deaths, unless something is done. Perhaps it is time whereby a bit of initiative could excel, and we might think of safety zone volunteers trained by police to record speeding violations with the appropriate speed cameras." Councillor Nadim Muslim says that a number of crossings have been installed at problematic areas, as well as driver feedback signs installed on a number of roads. These signs display a driver's speed to encourage them to slow down and also collect data on vehicle speeds too. Brian also believed that the areas are not being policed enough and people are able to get away with driving offences. He has lived near Dunscar Bridge for more than 40 years and says he has seen an increase in the traffic. Since Councillor Muslim, Councillor Samantha Connor and Councillor Amy Cowan recently met with council officers, highway staff and Greater Manchester police officers, they put forward a three-point action plan, which includes holding a public meeting on speeding with representatives from Bolton Council and Greater Manchester Police in the next couple of months. The meetings will provide an opportunity for residents to directly raise their concerns and hear about solutions. There will also be an increase in speeding operations, where there will be a higher visibility of police in the area.
Thank you.